Live from Capitol Hill, it's the Jordan Seculo Show. My head is like a traffic jam. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. To follow Jordan on Twitter, go to twitter.com/JordanSeculo. Tweet Jordan to get your question on the air. For more information and the latest updates, go to JordanSeculo.com. And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
Folks, we got a lot to talk about today on the Jordan Seculo Show. First, a big win against Planned Parenthood in Texas. We'll talk about that in the second segment of the broadcast. What does it mean for these states who are looking to defund Planned Parenthood from receiving state funds? Well, a federal court of appeals judge disagreed with the lower court there and said, wait, I need to take a look at this. I'm staying your injunction, which would have stopped that Texas law from going into force and applying to Planned Parenthood during the trial, because I'm not convinced that the state of Texas can't do this. So we'll talk about that in the second segment of the Jordan Seculo Show. In the third segment, maybe you caught me on Fox News this morning. You've got an issue here. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Congressman Lamar Smith of Texas, issued a report yesterday saying that the Obama administration's Department of Justice and Attorney General Eric Holder have a disregard for the Constitution and rule of law, that they are the most partisan Department of Justice in recent memory, and basically more partisan than ever before. And why? Well, there's a few issues. Here's the main issues. I talked about on Fox News. We'll talk about them in the third segment of the broadcast as well. Here's the main six issues that Chairman Smith of the House Judiciary Committee highlighted. First, the Department of Justice won't comply with the House questions about Fast and Furious. Remember, Eric Holder came one time in May and then said he didn't really know about Fast and Furious until a few days ago. And then he came back in November and said, well, actually, I knew about it a year before I gave that testimony. Most people would get in trouble. They still have not given tens of thousands of documents that the House of Judiciary Committee has requested. Second, you've got, of course, the war on the immigration issue. At the one hand, Department of Justice preemptively striking out at Arizona and South Carolina and other states. But again, they're not going after sanctuary cities or counties or some of the states that don't apply the federal law on the books. They're ignoring those. Third, you've got the Richard Cordray appointment. Of course, that floated the whole Article 2, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution, saying it was a recess appointment when there was no recess at all. So that issue is in the federal courts. Then you've got, look at the issue involving DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act, where the Department of Justice said, you know what, we're not even going to defend this law. We're not even going to get into that. And then another issue involving voter ID. Texas, again, wants to do photo voter ID. Department of Justice, again, says no, they block it, could be in federal court. Even though Indiana won on the exact same kind of law in 2008 at the U.S. Supreme Court. So, folks, you look at all of this, and then you can add this other issue, which Chairman Smith mentions, very concerned about the fact that the Department of Justice will not give information about how involved now Justice Kagan, former Solicitor General, was in the drafting and passage of the health care law known as Obamacare. So with all of these issues, he says this is the most partisan Department of Justice ever in history, and we've never seen anything like this before. Do you agree with that? We'll talk about it. You can tweet me questions and comments at Jordan Seculo. We'll talk about it in the third segment of the broadcast. But I want you to take a stand here. Planned Parenthood on the ropes in Texas. We need to speak out and stand with states who are defunding Planned Parenthood at the state level and fighting the court battles that come with it. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to ACLJ.org now and sign the petition online.
It's a significant legal blow for Planned Parenthood. A federal appeals court has cleared the way for Texas to move forward to defund Planned Parenthood, to stop giving millions in taxpayer funds to the nation's largest abortion provider. This victory, though, is not permanent, and is really just the beginning of the legal battle. Planned Parenthood will aggressively appeal this decision that could impact every state law and could ultimately end up at the U.S. Supreme Court. The ACLJ has been front and center when it comes to challenging Planned Parenthood and working to defund the abortion giant at both the federal and state levels. The ACLJ will be preparing a friend of the court brief in this critical case, standing with Texas to defund Planned Parenthood. Add your name now to our committee to stop taxpayer funding of abortion. No more taxpayer funds for Planned Parenthood. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on aclj.org.
Circle Law and Justice, working with pro-life members of Congress to defund Planned Parenthood at the federal level. It's not an easy thing to do. You have to have pro-life majorities in the House, the Senate, and have a pro-life president. But that doesn't mean you don't fight it. The House of Representatives did pass that, and you continue to fight it all the way. You always make it an issue and make people cast votes. So you see where they come down. So you know where your representatives, whether it's the House of Representatives or the U.S. Senate or the White House that we all elect, you get to see where they vote. Well, states are now saying, you know what? We're tired of waiting for the federal government. We can't predict what will happen in the next election or the next election cycle. But right now, it's very difficult, obviously, to pass that through because you have a president in the White House and, of course, a pro-abortion majority in the U.S. Senate, but a president in the White House who made this pledge when he was running for the highest office in the land. Take a listen.
There will always be people, many of goodwill, who do not share my view on the issue of choice. On this fundamental issue, I will not yield, and Planned Parenthood will not yield.
So that's President Obama at a Planned Parenthood event saying, we will not yield on this issue, this fundamental issue of choice. We'll never, you know, this is going to be something I stand for. So remember, Indiana passed a law saying we're not going to fund Planned Parenthood anymore. Well, they're now fighting two legal battles, one in federal courts over against Planned Parenthood because Planned Parenthood filed a lawsuit against the state of Indiana saying that this is the same thing they did in Texas, saying this violates their constitutional rights. They can't be discriminated against just because they provide abortions, and you can't do this because they are a women's health clinic. They provide other services. They also are fighting an administrative legal battle with the Obama administration who threatened their Medicaid funding. So the administrator of Medicaid, remember that is about half of the state budget of Medicaid, comes from the federal government, and then the state pays the other half with taxpayer revenue in the state, other revenue in the state. And the Obama administration said, we're also going to stop giving you Medicaid money. And of course, that would almost bankrupt a state to stop receiving that funding, though they'd still have to mandatory cover people under Medicaid. So they're fighting two legal battles there. But that hasn't stopped other states from taking a stand. I think that's what's so important. You have now Texas. Texas passes a law defunding Planned Parenthood. And, of course, Planned Parenthood goes right to court. And initially, they got a district court judge at the federal level to say, okay, you know what? I'm going to put an injunction. I'm not going to allow this law to go into force. And then immediately after that, and Planned Parenthood was grandstanding. I mean, here's president of Planned Parenthood, Cecile Richards. This was her statement after the decision from the district court judge, the initial trial court stage, granting the injunction against the law Bite One.
Don't mess with Texas women, Governor Perry, and don't mess with women's health, period.
But she probably should have waited a little longer to see how that emergency appeal by the Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott turned out. Well, it didn't turn out well for Planned Parenthood, which is a good thing for those of us who fight for life and for the brave Texas legislature. The Governor Perry there, who signed that law into force and is willing to fight it out, the Attorney General Greg Abbott ready to fight it out and is fighting it out in federal court. So they take a stand, and then they emergency appeal it to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. And the judge in the Fifth Circuit said, you know what? I'm going to put a stay on this injunction, which means as of right now, take a listen. The law goes into force, and the law is very clear. This is Governor Perry's spokesperson, Lucy Nashet.
Our law is very clear in that it says that tax dollars will not go to abortion providers or their affiliates. Texans have spoken on that, and that's the law that we stand behind.
And folks, that is the law that's now in force in Texas. Now, Planned Parenthood could try to appeal, but they will now go to a full trial court stage. We are going to file a brief in this case now back at the district court on whether or not Texas can defund Planned Parenthood at the state level. And you would think, well, it is the state of Texas. Why can't they make that decision? A legislature elected by the people to decide to exclude an organization that provides a service people don't want to be supporting, paying for with state resources, state taxpayer revenue, and the list goes on. And the federal government could do it. Why can't the states do it if they're able to pass it, sign it into law? They're not the only state, by the way. Wisconsin, North Carolina, others are also looking. You got 30 other states looking at defunding Planned Parenthood. There are fraud cases. I haven't even talked about our fraud cases that we're working on against Planned Parenthood that are in federal courts in California and Texas because of the misuse of how they're billing the federal government. Hundreds of millions of dollars we're talking about that Planned Parenthood is in trouble over, and they're fighting it out all over in federal court. But states are also willing to take a stand. I want you to take a stand as well. And so you can be part of the brief that we're going to be filing in the district court in Texas, standing with the state of Texas, saying, you know what, we don't have to fund Planned Parenthood, and we're willing to fight it, just like Indiana. Folks, call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org. You should find out about this information. You need to understand that these battles are being fought, and the states are being brave, taking a stand up against the Obama administration, standing up against a billion-dollar-a-year organization in Planned Parenthood, the number one abortion provider in the United States, the number one abortion provider in the entire world. They know they're going to have to go to court, and they're willing to fight it out. And folks, that is why it's so important that we all take a stand, because it's not just about Texas. It's not just about Indiana. This will set precedent, these cases. They could go all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. We want to take a stand today. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org. Take a listen to Planned Parenthood's attorney in Texas, Peter Schenken. This is what he is saying violates the Constitution when it comes to the Texas ban.
The new rule is unconstitutional under the First Amendment and the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution. That law is clear that the government cannot deny Planned Parenthood or anyone else, health centers, funding for non-abortion services simply because they are affiliated with Planned Parenthood Federation of America.
You know what he's talking about there, of course, due process and equal protection is the big part of that, saying that you can't treat us differently. But they are the ones providing abortion. And even in Indiana, where they said, you know, you could sever your abortion business from your women's health business, and then you get the funding. Planned Parenthood has refused to do that and said women have a choice. It's all about choice, choice, choice. And so they will not do that. They want to make this about abortion. It is about abortion. We're talking about funding the number one abortion provider in the entire world, a $1 billion-a-year business, abortion industry business. That does not even go to their political action committees, which are always and only supporting, of course, hardcore pro-abortion candidates. That's who they support. Why? because they want to keep getting $465 million from the federal government every year from you and me. They want to keep getting $3 million from the state of Indiana. They still want to be getting millions of dollars from the state of Texas. So they're going to continue to support with their political action committee all the pro-abortion candidates. And so they're trying to, you know, create allies. They can do that, but guess what? The state of Texas, which has got a legislature who is not full of candidates who got Planned Parenthood money, and a governor, Governor Perry, who of course didn't get support from Planned Parenthood, who are saying, you know what, no, we're not going to stand up and have our citizens have to fund Planned Parenthood. I want you to be part of this legal action. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Now, let me tell you, we are very close, folks, do a little switch of gears here, to 2 million people signing up or being reached every day through Tweet for USEF. We are only about 20,000 Twitter followers away. That means people being reached by someone's account away from hitting 2 million who are reached every single day with an update on Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani. I want you to go to ACLJ.org now and sign up for Tweet for USEF. Help us get to that 2 million mark. I mean, that's a major landmark, folks, a major milestone to be able to reach 2 million people a day through Tweet for USEF. It's so easy to sign up. You have no excuse if you're on Twitter. And if you're not on Twitter yet, you can sign up. It takes 2 minutes, and then it goes out automatically just one time a day. I use it. My dad uses it. Anna uses it. My brother uses it. Official ACLJ uses it. We all do. The American Center for Law and Justice. It's a very simple way to continue to update people once a day on Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani so he continues to be in people's prayers. Go to ACLJ.org/Nadarkhani. And also, you go to ACLJ.org. It's right on the front of the homepage. Sign up for Tweet for Youssef. Let's get to that 2 million reached a day mark by the end of this week. When we come back from the break, I was on Fox News this morning talking about the politicization of the Department of Justice. And, of course, this Planned Parenthood issue is just one of them. I went through six different times where the Department of Justice has really become this political entity, more partisan than ever before. Chairman Lamar Smith, Congressman Smith, who chairs the Judiciary Committee in the House of Representatives, issued this report, six different reasons why this is the most partisan Department of Justice. Agree? Disagree? You can tweet me, twitter.com/JordanSeculo. We'll play some of that interview when we get back, and we'll talk about it. Go to ACLJ.org. Follow me, twitter.com/JordanSeculo. And go to facebook.com/JordanSeculoShow. We're updating that all the time. Photos, information on who's going to be the guest on the show, what interviews we're doing. It's all there. Videos of the interviews at facebook.com/JordanSeculoShow. And when you're there, click that like button for us. It helps us as we reach more people each day with the information from the American Center for Law and Justice. We'll be right back.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. It's a significant legal blow for Planned Parenthood. A federal appeals court has cleared the way for Texas to move forward to defund Planned Parenthood, to stop giving millions in taxpayer funds to the nation's largest abortion provider. This victory, though, is not permanent, and is really just the beginning of the legal battle. Planned Parenthood will aggressively appeal this decision that could impact every state law and could ultimately end up at the U.S. Supreme Court. The ACLJ has been front and center when it comes to challenging Planned Parenthood, and working to defund the abortion giant at both the federal and state levels. The ACLJ will be preparing a friend of the court brief in this critical case, standing with Texas to defund Planned Parenthood. Add your name now to our committee to stop taxpayer funding of abortion. No more taxpayer funds for Planned Parenthood. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Jordan Sekulow Show. I was on Fox News this morning talking about this issue. You've got the House Judiciary Chairman. He's issued a report. It's Congressman Lamar Smith of Texas, a good friend of the American Center for Law and Justice. He says the Department of Justice has got a complete disregard for the Constitution and the rule of law. And I think what's important in this report, and you can get that at the House Judiciary Committee, I'll post it to facebook.com/Jordan Sekulow Show so you can see the report as well. And there's a summary of the report. Here's the title, because I think that's important to know. The Obama administration's disregard of the Constitution and rule of law. And what Chairman Smith says, unfortunately, under the Obama administration, the Justice Department has become more partisan than ever. And there's six different issues: stalling investigations of Operation Fast and Furious, failing to enforce immigration laws, by the same time going after states who do want to enforce the federal laws already on the books, like Arizona, for instance. Of course, challenging voter ID laws. We saw that in Texas. We saw it in South Carolina. Blocking congressional inquiries into what role Solicitor General, now Justice Kagan, played in Obamacare, writing it and the Constitution, the legal aspect of it, before she became a Supreme Court Justice and now sat for that case. Remember, she recused herself on Arizona's SB 1070. Refusing to defend the Defense of Marriage Act, signed into law by President Clinton, passed by Congress, has, you know, not been repealed. Ignoring the Constitution's limited recess appointment power. That's a big one. I mean, these are all things that we've talked about a lot. You put it all together and you realize, wait, you know, there may be issues in the past where attorney generals have been controversial, but usually it's not political or about politics or partisanship. It may be a policy that you agree with or don't agree with, or dealing with a situation and you agree with how they dealt with it or not. But this is different, and I talked about today on Fox News. Let's take a listen.
Eric Holder is accused of having complete, quote, disregard of the Constitution, end quote. New reaction now to a House report blasting the administration and the attorney general for practicing partisan politics now more than ever. Is there truth to this now? Jordan Sekulow is the executive director of the American Center for Law and Justice, and good morning to you.
Morning, Bill.
These are strong claims. What's the basis for it?
I think we could talk about some of the issues we've discussed right here on Fox News that involve Eric Holder directly, and they're very political. I mean, they're legal, but they're issues that the administration started on their own. They weren't responding to a lawsuit or handling something that already existed. This is, they decided to take a kind of preemptive step. I mean, we think about the Supreme Court case that just happened, Arizona's SB 1070. The administration filed the lawsuit before the law went into force. You look at issues like the Cordray appointment. No regard for Article 2, Section 2, or Section 3, and calling it a recess appointment when there was no recess at all. There was business being done. Saying they won't defend the Defense of Marriage Act. Remember, they dropped that. You look at the issues like the border, for instance, and not going after the sanctuary cities at the same time, still going after Arizona. And the list goes on and on, to inquiries on Fast and Furious.
I got you. Lamar Smith is a Texas Republican, all right? He came out with this report. His words were scathing. I want to take them one by one here. Fast and Furious. Failure to provide documents.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, they've only provided a few thousands of pages of documents, and they're requesting over 60,000 pages. We have a dead Border Patrol agent, and Eric Holder, remember, gave that testimony in May of last year and then came back in November and said it wasn't accurate. That's the testimony where he said, oh, I only found out about this just a few days ago. And we learned that he actually knew about it a year before that hearing. If other people did that before a House congressional hearing, you'd be in serious legal trouble. But the president has stood by his man on this issue, which I have to wonder if it's because Eric Holder is playing politics with every one of them, because he's taking the flack, but it's keeping the left happy.
Okay, here's another allegation: failure to enforce immigration laws, state by state. What's yours there?
We have all these sanctuary cities, states that aren't complying with federal law, Massachusetts, New York, Indiana, with the Secure Communities Law. And at the same time, they're going after Arizona, who's copying federal law. You saw the Supreme Court justices who were pretty clear on that as well. Why don't you want them enforcing law? It's like you don't want to find illegal immigrants, is what Chief Justice Roberts said. That's another issue. They could have waited for that law to go into force, Bill, and then said, well, there's a civil rights violation. They didn't do that. They never said that in court, by the way. This was a preemptive strike on Arizona.
What about the voter ID law, taking Texas on, taking South Carolina? Others have done this, and they have not been challenged. What's so partisan about that?
You know, Indiana, they had their law challenged by an outside party, and they won 2008 at the Supreme Court. They had a voter ID. Now, the Voting Rights Act applies to Texas and South Carolina. But remember going back to a speech by Attorney General Holder before he made this move, really attacking Texas and South Carolina and these photo ID laws, acting as if they were preemptively racist. It's all about these preemptive strikes on states, which is hurting the election process and, of course, cost states millions of dollars. I've kind of called it this Obama and Holder's war on the states.
There's also a charge here about protecting Elena Kagan, the work she did when she was Solicitor General during health care. Isn't this part of the gig? Doesn't this come with the territory when the Attorney General?
You know, I ask people to look back in history. I mean, you of course, you could see General Ashcroft was prominent, but it's because of 9/11. And there were cases, but they were involving how to conduct terror trials and what to do with laws passed by Congress and then defending those laws, like the Patriot Act. But you don't remember the kind of politicization of him giving speeches to crowds and cheers saying, we're going to go after Texas, you know, and look at these laws and they're, you know, racist laws. That didn't happen. Even Attorney General Reno, there was controversies there. Obviously, Waco was very controversial. Elian Gonzalez, extremely controversial when they decided to raid the home and send him back to Cuba. But political issues? Not really. I mean, they weren't things you could debate whether or not they were good or bad decisions, but not
Lamar,
politics.
You agree with Lamar Smith on all this then?
Absolutely. This is not the Department of Justice's job. It's just to enforce the administration's policy. Their job is to enforce the law on the books and to stand by those laws in court. They're not doing that.
All right, Jordan, thank you.
You know, folks, as I talked about that with Bill Himmer today on America's Newsroom on Fox News, it highlights, you know, it brings back memories because it talked about every one of these issues on Fox at different times and explained them more. We were kind of hitting everything that Chairman Smith of the Judiciary Committee was talking about. But think about Fast and Furious. Think about the fact that we have a Border Patrol agent who's killed in Arizona. The Fast and Furious program is running through Arizona. At the same time, you go to the immigration issue. When Arizona tries to do something about their problem with illegal immigration there and crime, the Obama administration sues them preemptively. Doesn't allege in court that it's a civil rights violation, but the president, President Obama, remember he said, you know, I don't want people to worry about going to get ice cream with their kids because the color of their skin and they're afraid to do so. But of course, when they got into the Supreme Court and were asked, does this have anything to do with racial or ethnic profiling? The Department of Justice said, no, it does not. But you wouldn't know that from if you listen to Eric Holder or President Obama. The challenge to the voter ID laws. You know, Indiana won the case in 2008 that said you can have a photo voter ID laws and you can require that. But no, they're blocked in Texas, blocked in South Carolina, and they like to block in more places. They're not going after sanctuary cities, by the way, when it comes to immigration. Go back to that issue. Then there's the whole Defense of Marriage Act, which now Congress is having to defend, even though it has not been repealed. They don't want to defend the constitutionality of the act, but it has not been repealed by Congress. The repeal has not been signed by the president. And then the recess appointment issue with Cordray. I mean, folks, there was no recess. We can even call it as the non-recess appointment. I like to call it this. There was a pro forma session of the U.S. Senate. When Democrats instituted that policy, President Bush did not make another recess appointment. If you want to share that interview with your friends or family, it's up at facebook.com/Jordan Sekulow Show. You can share it there. It's also at aclj.org. Follow me, twitter.com/Jordan Sekulow. That's twitter.com/Jordan Sekulow. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.